interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
Well, my two stories in this segment involve the automobile. And one of them, a guy couldn't drive one. And then the other one, this woman here, shouldn't have been driving one. We're talking about a Yavapai County Superior Court judge down in Arizona. Been a Superior Court judge since 2010. This is Judge Celeste Hancock. And that saying, sober as a judge, went right out the window with her last Sunday when she was pulled over leaving the Safeway down there about 4:30 in the afternoon. They pull her over leaving the Safeway, and they say, what are you doing? She says, I was going to turn a U-turn and go back and get my wallet at the Safeway. And they said, oh, yeah? Why don't you come step out of the car and do a couple tests for me? John, she got hit with the super extreme DUI. Superior Court judge with what they call a super extreme DUI. That means she was four times the legal limit.
In her case, it should be, since she's a judge, the supreme extreme.
That's right.
What did she clock in at?
She blew a .219 and a .214, and 0.08 is the legal limit. And then they said it even went up from there when they got her down to the station house. So they asked her, they said, after she'd failed a couple more tests, they said she must have been sober enough, or at least knew enough to know that she was in some serious trouble, because the cop asked her if she wanted to step out and do another test, and she said, sure, it doesn't matter. My career's already over, yeah. End quote.
It's all done. Okay, how about and these four, their career is over as flight attendants. These are the four who were caught smuggling drugs in 154 toothpaste tubes. They did work for Vietnam Airlines. They were arrested last Thursday after a flight from Paris. They came into Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, and during a routine security clearance check, customs officer said, well, that's a lot of toothpaste there, 154
you tubes got a Costco?
Of toothpaste. What are we doing? What's our explanation for all this?
I just love shiny white teeth.
Yeah. They hoped that no one would find anything suspicious about someone carrying more than 150 tubes of toothpaste. They were wrong.
Yes, and finally, how about this guy from Chicago? 25-year-old kid named Andrew Moran. Or should I say moron? He went to try and carjack this woman. She's sitting in a parking garage on Friday at the strip mall. And holding his left hand in his jacket pocket, he tells the woman, get out of the car. I need to take your car or somebody's going to get hurt. So the woman, believing he had a gun in his jacket pocket, got out, handed him the keys to her Audi A3, and walked off to a nearby store when she started calling police. While she called for help, she could tell that the 25-year-old was struggling to get her Audi A3 moving. Turns out he didn't know how to drive a stick shift, so he gets frustrated, takes off and runs when he hears the police sirens getting louder and louder. Of course, they captured all this on surveillance video, and that'll come to help later when they put him on trial. But the lady says, they said, can you tell us anything about the guy? And she said, well, he's got my key still, and my key fob has an air tag on it, so I don't know if you want to try that. They ran the air tag on that, and sure enough, he's on the blue line. The elevated train on the inbound train to the Addison Station, they're just standing there waiting for him. When he gets off the train, right. He still had the keys in his pocket.
That's right.
Oops.